Yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's hard to get momentum, but it's good to give those guys a rest at this time of the year. I think everyone's battling a few injuries. I think everyone in every team is. So it's nice to give those guys a rest, and hopefully they're good for Sunday.
And Matty Knight and Jai look like they weren't at their best today. I guess you take a conservative approach with the playoffs on the horizon.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure what Trev will do. That's not my job to. That's the medical staff and Trev, and they'll decide whether it's worth the risk for the momentum versus staying healthy. So I guess, yeah, that's their job.
Matty comes up a fair bit, grabbing his shoulder. What goes through your head when you see that?
Nah, look, I think he'll be fine. He's had a few bumps and bruises, and he's been playing pretty tough this year through some of that pain, so I think he'll be fine.
Do people forget about the kind of injuries he carries sort of day-to-day?
Yeah, I mean, he's powered on throughout the season, and same with Nate. You know, they've both been sore. You know, you've got a few guys that are carrying something, but as I said, that's not really unique at this time of year.
And you directly down the middle, just getting you off the line.
Sorry, mate.
And you've played for him for a fair few years. Is this coming close to Matt's best season?
Yeah, he started amazingly. He was, I think, MVP candidate. And slowly guys have gotten a bit better, but yeah, he's been playing phenomenal. He's a huge part of our success.
How important is it to bounce back on Sunday?
Huge. As you said, you mentioned momentum before, and it'd be, you know, Adelaide will either be coming in desperate or coming in playing free. So either way, they're dangerous. They're an extremely talented side, and for us, it's all about getting that win.
What was the main message from Trev after Wednesday, Jesse? Did he tell you to sort of wipe that one a bit from the memory bank, or how much do you sort of learn from that?
Oh, you can still learn. I mean, that D-Trans wasn't the best, wasn't up to scratch, but, you know, all credit to Sydney. They came out and they played well. They probably worked harder than us as well. So it was a good learning experience, especially for some of the young guys, for the young guys to go across on some of them the first road trip and get a few minutes. That's great for them. And, yeah, it was a learning experience. You've got to take something from it.
You guys put in a bit of work with that D-Trans this morning?
Mate, I think Adelaide are one of the quickest teams in the league. Their offensive transition is phenomenal, so it's definitely something to look out for on Sunday.
How happy are you with your own form from a personal point of view the past few weeks?
Yeah, fine. You know, as long as the ball keeps going in the hole and we keep on winning, there's not much too much more you can ask for.
Playoffs, obviously, around the corner. How does that get you a bit excited?
Yeah, it does. I know we only play 28 games in the NBA's 82 or whatever, but it feels like it's been a long season, and to get to the pointy end, it's pretty exciting to lock in that home court advantage too and be playing, you know, in front of 10, 12, 14,000 people, whatever we get there, is definitely exciting.
Not going in as the top spot, does it make a huge impact on it? Or
look, it does a bit. Ever since I've been in the league, I think the top teams probably won it 6 out of 7. But saying that, I mean, it's playoffs, a different season, and anything can happen. And sure, it's nice to have that home court advantage, but it's not a necessity. And obviously, we have it for the first round, and, you know, some teams may get knocked out, and we might have it, but, you know, we've got to make it through the first round, yeah.
Do you think it's almost been a bit of a wake-up call to you guys? You were doing so well there, you know, most of the season through, and then, you know, just kind of fire you up again for the playoffs?
Yeah, look, I think we're playing pretty well, but a lot of other teams were playing pretty well too, and at the end of the day, it comes down to a one-game season, and Melbourne got that on us at home. They played very well, and it was a fantastic game, but they got that, and, you know, credit to them. But, you know, we're in second, and you've got to live with that now.
You talk about that strong trend, and it has been strong for a long time now, first place teams. Why do you feel you'll be different?
Oh, I don't know. You don't go into any playoff thinking you're going to lose, and you go in confident. And I think, you know, we've got the team, we've got the personnel, we've had the season, and, you know, if we play our best basketball, we're right up there.
How's Greg? Jesse, you guys got any nicknames for him?
Harry Potter. we call Griff Griff from Harry Potter, so now we've actually got Harry. It's a pretty decent scar. I didn't think much of it when it first happened, but it's pretty decent.